This is Tom Warren, inviting you to continue our study of the basic question, why doesn't everyone love the Lord Jesus Christ? We've already discussed the fact that we ought to love Him, in fact, the necessity of our loving Him if we are to be saved. But one reason we've advanced as to why some people do not love Him is because of ignorance. And we just had gotten started last time with the second basic reason, lust. There are people who love the world too much in order to love the Lord. A passage from the Bible which is very crucial to this point is found in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Get your Bible with me and read with me if you will. I'm reading from the American Standard Version. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now you see, we cannot love both the world and God. There is a basic antagonism. If you love the world, there simply is not the room for God. If you love God, there is not room for the love of the world. In the Old Testament, there is a book called Ecclesiastes, which shows us something of the details of how absurd it is to love the world. This book makes clear that the world cannot truly satisfy. The human heart, the human soul, was created by God for something higher than the mere material, for something higher than the merely sensual. The world, with all that it offers, cannot truly satisfy the human heart. It cannot give us what we really need. What we really need is a right relationship with God in anticipation of the judgment and the coming eternity which faces us all. The world, it's absurd to love the world because it's passing away. And that actually means the kiss of death is upon the world. Paul made clear as he wrote to the second letter to the Corinthians, that the world is passing away, that all that is seen is temporal, but all that is not seen is eternal. So the kiss of death is upon the world. How foolish it would be for you and me to base our hopes and our aims upon something that is literally turning to ashes in our hands. It's absurd to love the world because to love the world is to become an enemy of God. It's absurd to love the world because there is no profit even if you were to gain the whole world. What would you give today? Let's imagine that you're in a hospital room and you have terminal cancer. You know that you're dying in terrible pain. You know that your family is suffering excruciatingly because of your own suffering. What would you give, let us say, if you had $100 billion? How much of it would you give to have good health again? No doubt you'd say, and you would say it if you're thinking correctly, I would give every single penny of it just to have my good health back. What if you were walking down the street and a man put a gun to your head and said, give me your money or I'll blow out your brains? How hesitant would you be to give him, even if you had $100,000 in your billfold, to give him that money? You wouldn't hesitate at all. How much would you give in order then to have good health, to have your life, as over against having money? And money is the basic representation of the world. As we think about thoughts of this kind, surely we can see that it's absurd to love the world. We need to recognize that we must put Christ, that we must put God first in our lives. There is a third basic reason why men do not love the Lord, and that is indifference. Just as some men do not love Him because of ignorance, they do not know what they ought to know, and other men do not love Him because of lust, they love the world too much in order to love God, so some men do not love Him because they are indifferent. Indifferent to the things that are most important in human life. Be with us next time as we continue the study along this line.